some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12 heavy flights. Bullet wings reflect the stars that guide you towards salvation.
So listen, I had a... Dude, you're hilarious. The experience I had at the zoo, both of these incidents happened in the same day. Chimpanzees first. This was recent. I had my kids with me and shit. It was like a year or two ago. We went to the LA Zoo. And, you know, dude, this zoo is full of chimps that live in LA, right? So, like, these guys are hard. And you went in.
The LA chimps are harder than, dude, like, the Cincinnati chimps.
They're fucking rock hard. They speak Spanish sign language to each other. Right. They've got, like,
they're throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, in Spanish. And anyways, these guys.
The Latin Kings tattoo on his neck.
So, dude, I swear to you, this whole story, both pieces are 100% true. First, I walk in and I've got my little kids with me, like a 1-year-old baby girl and at the time like a 6-year-old autistic boy, and the chimps start fighting. And they start fist fighting and smacking the shit out of each other. And there was a girl chimp there that the boy chimps were fighting over. And they have these hands that are like the size of a tennis racket. And they're just bitch slapping each other with them.
With giant boners
the whole time. And then, like, dude, they're chimps. So they scream when they get hit like little bitches. They're like, And they're just fucking smacking each other, and a crowd is forming around like it's high school and someone's fighting in a Burger King parking lot. And, like, you know, everyone is like, yeah! And, like, there's little kids watching, adults, and these chimps are just – it sounds like this. Like, like they're just smacking the fuck out of each other right in the face. Like, there's – and so this went on for a good 15 minutes. And no one can intervene with that shit, dude. These things will tear your testicles off and, like, rip your eyes out. Yeah. And
this,
like,
ain't no stomp the yard,
those
right?
Those long, powerful fingers of theirs get all up in your fucking digits.
It started,
or they get all in your soft spots, right? Like, they go for the eyes and the mouth and the anus. They go for the genitals.
Right,
and, like,
the anus.
Like, this is what they were doing to each other. It was just a fucking pimp smack throwdown with chimpanzees, right? And so eventually I'm like, you know, I actually don't know that I want my little 1-year-old daughter to see this, because they're a lot like people and she might get traumatized. And even my 6-year-old, like, autistic boy who is amazing, he was standing there like,
I'm gonna
jaw
be thinking about
dropped.
This for a while.
He was watching this shit, and dude, over the next couple of months, like, you know, I was, you know, he's
he like,
I know what's up now. I can do this shit. So,
Dad, we're gonna have one of those things.
Oh yeah, it's like that wonderful time you took me to the zoo. Well, so listen.
You
this is the first
heads,
part,
man. That's when they were expecting you to jump in there and prove your dominance.
Oh yeah, and kick the shit out of the champs, like fucking rip my shirt off and just jump in that shit. No.
Straight for the anus.
But what happened after this is we left. Right, and there was still a crowd urging the chimps on to fight, and like zookeepers, zookeepers aren't doing anything. This is what goes on at the LA Zoo, man. This is like Griffith Park, neighbor LA Zoo, and you know it's fucking LA. We don't fuck around. And these guys kind of traumatized my kids, so we left. We walked over to the giraffes. All right, so you guys know how fucking weird giraffes are to look at in person.
Yeah.
You know, like, have you ever been face-to-face with a long-necked, freaky giraffe that doesn't move much? Yeah. Like, they move all slow.
Weird, yeah.
Like, they chew fucking branches on tall trees. And,
that's what
you know,
they do, yeah.
They piss and shit. So, listen.
This bothers you?
No, that doesn't bother me.
They're a terrible animal, you're right.
I'm just saying giraffes are pretty much the vermin of the zoo. And, you know, fuck their fucking necks.
Wait.
I'm confused.
They don't even be shit without that neck.
You see the chimps going nuts, just beating the shit out of each other.
Fucking
and you're like,
smackdown.
Yeah, you know,
and then the bitches were all like, just lactating over this. Like, yeah, their nipples are all hard, and they're like just rubbing their chimpy vaginas and stuff. I just totally made that up, by the way. I swear.
No, I really did. My point is, then you see the giraffes, and they're eating and peeing, and somehow that's like super offensive.
No,
like, that's what you
do. No, that wasn't offensive. What was offensive about the giraffes, even more so than their just existence, is just the stupidest of all animals.
Yeah,
like, what good does that long neck do them? Are they gonna, like,
get some
find stuff under their couch easier than I am. No, because they don't have thumbs.
Or couches.
All they got, or couches, that's right. But what I saw with the giraffes was even worse. And this is the, like literally one moment to the next in the LA Zoo. First the chimp fight, next I went to the giraffes, traumatized by their just dumbness. And yeah. the fact they're slow moving heads and disgusting. Like long eyelashes, by the way.
They're like trannies, these
they're
guys.
Long eyelashes of a fucking giraffe. So what I saw that truly unnerved and disturbed me was one giraffe, all they do is eat tall trees and piss and shit, right?
Those
so
fuckers.
One giraffe was pissing, and it was like a torrential stream of piss. Another giraffe was standing next to him with his, you know, their long necks, right, as we yep. discussed earlier.
Yep.
This giraffe that was standing next to this giraffe that had unleashed a torrential stream of urine leans his long neck down.
Oh, yeah, here it comes.
Puts his head under the other giraffe's piss, opens his mouth.
Oh, oh my
God. With that big black giraffe
the
tongue.
Long he pulls a Bear Grylls. Black tongue.
Just lapping it up.
He unrolls this, like, 3-foot tongue. And just starts gulping this other giraffe's piss. And I'm like, you know what, dude? Zoos.
You had to bend down for that. That's not what you're even designed to do.
Dude, I would go
that
to
it. That was an act of legitimate perversion and degeneracy. Because they piss giraffes water all the time.
No, giraffes are like Saharan desert animals, right?
They
like
man, they're not camels.
They need water. Actually, that's a good point. Maybe that's why he drinks piss.
They need water.
They need water.
So that's
maybe the other giraffe just had a bunch of Amanitas.
Or maybe if your neck wasn't so long, water would reach your stomach faster. And
no, listen, look, the first dude. Giraffe A, yeah. obviously got enough water to take a big fucking piss.
Okay, all right, Johnny,
so I'm sure the giraffe
Johnny,
B had
Johnny.
Access
and dude,
to
this
the same water.
This lasted, no, you know, the chimp fight, 15 minutes.
Johnny,
this lasted a good 3 minutes. Like,
look, Johnny.
Almost 20 minutes into this horror.
My kids are horrible. Like, I want zoos
Johnny,
to be concentration camps for animals. Yeah. I want those
they
animals to be
those,
murdered
those
in
those fucking
zoos.
Necks in the
no,
right
but I can explain this about the giraffe. Just a minute ago, you're like, why do they have these long necks? Is it going to help them find, you know, change under their couch? But no, it's so they can drink the pee from their buddy who's standing next to them so they don't shrivel up and die of dehydration in the desert. That's why they have the long necks.
You don't need a long neck to drink someone's piss.
You just lay on your back.
You can do that any day of the
it's
week
more
with
fun
any,
that way,
any length of neck.
Exactly.
That's a good angle, though, Voodoo.
I'm just saying.
So fuck zoos. Burn them all down.
Yeah, fuck
animals
those animals.
Are stupid.
You're right, though. I don't think there's really – I mean, if it doesn't, like, live in your area, then you don't want to go see it like pee and poop all over the place because it's not doing it. It's not like playing the piano and dancing or anything. That's nothing special. It's just like doing
dude,
its thing. So
I admire
it's not playing the piano. No, fuck that talentless giraffe.
It's just sitting there like drinking piss or something. And like Johnny says, you don't want to expose your children to that. Like, you know, I mean,
plus it's weird anyway. They're all in a fucking cage and they're not doing what they're supposed to be
doing. That's my point. Here in Seattle,
that's why they
you know,
drink piss. I might actually drink piss too if you. Like the three of us
what
were
else
locked
you
in a
do?
Cage.
If we were in prison, I guarantee
hours.
We'd be butt fucking.
Yeah, for a couple hours even. I mean, I think that would happen. But
and it would be all willing participants.
Yeah, for sure. But
why do we
and,
have to
you
be
know
in
what?
Prison?
Dude, I would kind of at that time wish my
what's
neck was.
Point?
I would wish my neck was longer so I could turn my head back around and watch.
Shit.
Jesus H. Christ, guys. You've taken us into a dark place.
It is dark.
You know,
we're on
but
the R. Davis train.
Say, you know, just to bring it back to a serious point one last time, even though you guys are being perverts, I do just want to say that I you know, to this day, I'm still haunted by zoos. I love apes and monkeys and chimps. I'm an adult, and I still love them like a little kid. I can't even help myself. I think we need to get out to these zoos, fucking break the locks down and release these chimps out into the wild. And that's my that's my final point.
They have been known to
zoos.
Take ladies' faces off. I don't know if we want to get them in the wild, but we don't.
No, man.
They
no,
go to the wild.
I'm
not
saying
not into the
into
streets of New York or whatever.
In a trailer.
Yeah.
I'm saying let them go back home.
Look.
Yeah, I agree.
What was the chick like, though? I mean, let's talk about this lady.
I don't know. All I've seen now is she's got this fucking
that French bitch, and then
there's a bigger issue here. There's a bigger picture to be had here. Like with Mutt, he's saying, right, like you don't want to release these chimps into the city, you know, because that could be dangerous. But my point is, you know what? That's exactly why you want to release them into the city. think about how that would enrich everyone's life if you just didn't know at any minute, like a chimp could just jump out from around a corner and rip your face off, man. I mean, suddenly you wouldn't take anything for granted. You'd appreciate life a lot more, right? There wouldn't be all these fucking wimpy, like depressed, like, oh, my life's... You would be invigorated just walking down the street, you know?
Richard's whole
fucking incredible point, man.